who have been affected by the coronavirus pandemic. We'll have that next hour. I just want to prepare your hearts and your minds for that. So be sure that you're listening to the radio next hour. We're going to offer up a prayer for those who are unemployed or underemployed at this time. All right. Just in case you had not heard the correct answer to Bible Jeopardy clue number 2, let's get to that right now. What was the promise Hannah made to God regarding her son Samuel? Was it to bring up her son in the knowledge of God? Was it to love her son as God does? Maybe it was to dedicate her son to God forever, or perhaps to keep her son from uncleanliness. Well, 1 Samuel 1:11 has the correct response. And if you said, what is to dedicate her son to God forever? That would be the correct response. What is to dedicate her son to God forever? That's what Hannah did. And I thank you so much for playing Bible Jeopardy with us this morning. Coming up, Pastor Stanley Mathis and Paradise Ministries. It's up next. You're listening to KAYT 88.1 FM, Gina, Alexandria. 98.9 FM, Monroe, West Monroe. 92.5 FM, Shreveport, Greenwood. 100.1 FM, Lake Charles. And KQJO, 99.3 FM, St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
Get ready to have a little church.
I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1815 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Let us pray. Father, we come before your presence with thanksgiving. We enter into your presence with praise. We thank you for this day. And we thank you for yet another opportunity to proclaim what thus says the Lord. It is you, Lord, who speaks and not me. It is you, Lord, who have the words of life. And now that we are here at this anointed and appointed time, we pray your power upon this place. Power in such a way, dunamis power. Power that explodes into the hearts and the minds, the conscience of every man and every woman who has assembled himself here. That they will reap the benefits and the fruits of the labor of your divine word. And now, Father, we pray right now that you would now breathe on me. Yes, fill me, Lord, now, Lord God, with spirit anew. Yes. That I may say what you've anointed me to say, and then do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you're worthy of all praise, honor, and glory. Yes, it's in Jesus' name before his sake we pray. Amen. Giving honor to God, to my brother in the ministry, Minister Weston. To you, the Antioch family, to those that are visiting with us today, if there be any, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You know, God is awesome. And you'll see why when I finish with my topic here. If you have your Bibles, turn with me to Acts the 9th chapter, verses 1 through 6. Acts 9, 1 through 6. And when you have found it, say amen. Amen. And if you need more time, say, wait a minute. Acts of the Apostle. The 9th chapter, verses 1 through 6. where we find these words which are recorded. And Saul yet breathing out threatening and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went into the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. And he fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus, whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. Thank you. You may be seated. And he, trembling and astonished, said, Lord, what wilt thou have me to do? And the Lord said unto him, Arise, and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. From those scripture verses, I want to use for a topic, I've been changed. I find it ironic, sometimes, I'm not going to say shocking, but it can be shocking at times. But, you know, it's strange. Did y'all song about prayer does what? Changes things. And so this week, Brother Hurst, I wrestled with this because I didn't know where God was going with it. And I was telling Sister Matthews, I said, I hadn't finished my text because I said, I don't feel what I'm about to preach. But I know God will give it to me at the precise time. And this is the second Sunday in a row that he's given it to me right before I preach. Confirming his word for such a time as this to those who don't believe. I don't know what y'all practiced this week. And matter of fact, I left before y'all even started. And how can I be so linked to what you're doing? It can't be me. It has to be. Now, if you don't believe, you've got to start believing that there is a God. And God works through his men that he have divinely called for such a time as this to proclaim things from a prophetic position. And there are so many things that are going on in the world today that are impacting us right now because I didn't understand what the Lord was doing, but everything we did today was about change. The art of service was everything now that's happening is about change. We have shared that the year 2020 is a prophetic year. We have also shared that 20 symbolizes angels, but it also symbolizes completion. And I put the two words together, angels, completion. And I asked Sister Mathis, what have the angels completed? What is God doing in the spiritual realm that is being completed? What work have God given the angels to do that they are completing? Now, there are seraphim and cherubims and there are archangels. What work are they completing? Or what work have they completed? Time is later than we actually realize. And so the Lord said, speak about I've been changed. That's personal. I've been changed. My brothers and sisters, life is full of changes. From the moment we are born into the world, we experience change. From the moment we come out of the birth canal, we experience a change. When we were young, we did some of the things that some of our children are doing today that we are criticizing. Things like skipping school, staying out past curfew. We tried to drink. We tried to smoke. But we somehow survived our growing up period. We face challenges and obstacles. And by the help of God, we made it through those difficult times. And so I shared with my grandson, I said, there is nothing you can do as a boy that was going to get over my head. Because what you're trying to do, your grandpa already done it. And they don't understand it because we've experienced what they are trying to do. And we're trying to provide for them remedies not to do and make the same mistakes that we made. But my brothers and sisters, there are some who find it difficult to change. If there had not been change, African Americans would still be enslaved. If it had not been for change, we would not have the right to vote. If it had not been for change, women would not be in the workplace. If it had not been for change, we wouldn't see all the improvements that we are experiencing today. But thank God for change, because we now have the rights and the civil liberties to become the very best that we can be in life. But this morning, we thought we would talk about our change and how my change uniquely makes me different and have set me apart in my spiritual relationship with the Lord. The first thing that we as believers must do is that we must get serious about our change. We must get serious about our change. Change is something that you and I have in common. For each of us are comparing or uniquely different in some ways, but we are reaching out for something in our life that God has placed in us as a method of change. And so as we prepare for this traumatic change in our life, Solomon even said in Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 and 2, to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. Everything that God made goes through a season of change. God made each one of us uniquely able to grow and to mature. And within that growing process, we develop into what God designed us to be. I was once young, but now I'm old. I have grown up and experienced the things in life that are uniquely different from one generation to another. As my parents grew up, they were experiencing things that I would never experience in some form. But I have been taught how to endure and to persevere in spite of the changes that impact us in such a drastic way. But God has radically changed each and every one of our life for the better. In spite of the difficulties, things that happened in us in life, and the things that happened to us in life, God is simply saying, I'm improving you, and I'm working things out for your good. What season are you in? And the greater question is, what season are we as a nation experiencing? Cell phones have changed. The internet has changed. Televisions have changed. Automobiles have changed. Now we have PDAs, DVDs, Blu-rays, and iPods. And I don't know what all that means. There have been changes in politics There have been changes in the climate.